Stacy, do you think that if dinosaurs were still alive, a stegosaurus could beat a brontosaurus in a fight?
What? I replied. I hadn't quite heard Henry's question. I felt bad. A babysitter should always pay attention to her charges.
Could a stegosaurus beat a brontosaurus in a fight? If they were alive today?
Henry waited patiently for my answer. He and his little sister Grace were making pictures on long rolls of shelf paper with fat pastels. Henry had just drawn what looked like a big city. I had a feeling that the next thing he was going to do was draw dinosaurs in the city, and that my answer would be important to him and his picture. Well, could a stegosaurus beat a brontosaurus in dinosaur days? I asked. Henry and Grace and I lived really near the American Museum of Natural History in New York City, and Henry likes to visit the dinosaur exhibits. Henry shrugged.
I don't know, he replied. I guess it doesn't really matter. I'll just pretend a steg could breed a bronto.
Henry is on familiar terms with dinosaurs. Oh, excuse me, with dinos. Maybe I better stop here and introduce Henry and Grace and myself. I am Stacy McGill, and I'm 13 years old. Henry and Grace and I live on the Upper West Side of New York City. In fact, we live in the same building. I live on the 12th floor, and the Walkers live on the 18th floor. Mr. and Mrs. Walker are artists, and Henry and Grace, who are 5 and 3, are my two favorite babysitting charges. Believe me, I do a lot of babysitting. Sometimes I'm amazed by all the things that have happened to me because of babysitting. For instance, I live in a large, huge apartment building with plenty of little kids, but not many kids my age, and hardly anyone else who's interested in sitting. So I get a lot of jobs and have a lot of fun, especially with Henry and Grace, and earn a lot of money. That's just the beginning, though. I lived in New York City all my life except for 1 year. That year, my parents and I'm an only child, lived in a small town in Connecticut called Stony Brook. My dad had been transferred there by the company he works for. We thought the move was going to be permanent, so I was desperate to make friends in Stony Brook, and fast. Guess how babysitting helped me? I heard about this group of girls who were starting something called the Babysitters Club. They wanted to run a business sitting for families in the neighborhood, and they were looking for another member. So I joined. Instant friends.